Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Playmaker, Michael Irvin. NFL Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz driver, Mercedes-Benz van. To find out how far an extra mile really goes, you can also hear Michael on radio.com, as well as the NFL Network.
Sorry, I got to stop you. Stop you right there.
Uh-oh.
Because I know you're doing the read and everything. And I'm back here calling Michael, and Michael's ready to come on here and talk about the Cowboys.
You know,
coming NFL playoff weekend, but I just heard his breakfast order.
Oh, boy.
He was getting a drink. All right, Michael, what is in the Michael Irvin morning smoothie?
Well, this is a greens and ginger smoothie. So I get the workout in. Come over and get me a smoothie and get home and get to work. You have to start the day right. And it's so funny because this morning on my MIP, the Mike Irvin podcast, at 5:30 this morning, before I went to work out, I had this interview Warren Sapp. And I was saying to Sapp, I said, Sapp, big fella. I said, we're at 5:30 doing an interview. I'm going to get my workout. I said, I can't help but think, I remember the days when I was coming home at 5:30, and everybody else was going to work out, and I would be sitting there saying, man, I can't believe I'm ending a day, and they just starting the day. Now I'm the guy that's leaving, and when I see the creepers that's creeping in, I'm like, yeah, I've been right there where you are. You know what I'm saying? I've been right there, but yeah, just a little greens and ginger to get it going.
How is Warren doing?
Warren's doing good, man. Warren is so crazy, man. He just, you know, he's Sapp. He's Sapp. I did a couple of things. I brought on Sapp and Eric Dickerson because I wanted to ask Eric about the record, about the 2,000 yards. You know, Eric was so funny. Eric said, he's like, I said, how happy are you that somebody getting your record? He said, man, stop playing. I'm not happy about this. What are you talking about? You know, I congratulate Derrick Henry for getting 2,000 yards. He said, Michael, but let's be real. We're getting older. We don't want anybody to break our records. You want them records to sit right there as long as they can. And he's absolutely right. You want to be able to tell your great-great-great-granddad was a bad man.
Mm. Can you tell Dickerson next time we talk to him to return the Trans Am that A&M gave him?
Oh, wow. Stop. That's, I mean, man, that's...
He kept that Trans Am in the Bentley that SMU gave. He kept it all.
Can you imagine how much that Trans Am is worth? That particular one, like in the early 80s?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Like a 79?
Michael, all right, so you played with the all-time leader, Emmitt Smith. And Eric Dickerson, when you look at running backs, can you simply say, look, this guy had the most yards, this guy was the best, or do you look at others like there was just no stopping them and for whatever reason they couldn't accumulate whatever they had in their career? How do you look at it?
No, some guys are different, man. And it, you know what? You bring up Emmitt, and it's just a perfect example. Think about this. I was here when we had Terrence Flagger. We got him for San Fran. We had all these other running backs. They were behind that same offensive line. It was still Nate Newton. It was still the same Mark II, and he's still the same guys. And we couldn't get anything going. Emmitt came in behind that same offensive line, and a few years later, they were calling that offensive line the greatest ever.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? It's an amazing thing, you know. So sometimes running backs. That's not true. And you can get the running back that matches up well with the offensive line. You know, we talk about Zeke this year, which blows my mind. Everybody wants to get rid of Zeke. You know, that's a whole other conversation. We talk about Zeke this year. Zeke, that's basically a whole new offensive line. That's a whole new offensive line, basically, that Zeke is running behind instead of the guys that he knew well and produced well with. You have to learn how guys block and how to set people up. Now, some people are better. Emmitt is the greatest, I think, ever at setting up blocks. So, you know, Barry Sanders can just leave your jock on the turf. But Emmitt will set those blocks up, man, and he was just great at it, man. So yeah, different running backs have different talents. That brings out the different talents in offensive lines.
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, Emmitt having the record, but when you ask people and when you talk, you know, about football lore and like who the best running backs you've ever seen, you always hear, you know, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, and Jim Brown. Oh, yeah, and Emmitt, you know, Emmitt's got the record. Almost as if he's, you know, at a level behind
Emmitt,
them.
Yeah, Emmitt gets cursed because they say he had the best offensive line in the world. That's what I'm telling you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was with these jokers just last year before Emmitt got here. They were called bums. And now all of a sudden, they're the best offensive line in the world. They would tell you that. They would tell you that was the same offensive line we went 3-13 with. When I was there at 1-15 with Troy before Emmitt got here. So you know, it is a unique thing, and we can't. It's hard to put your finger on what separates the good from the great. Like Derrick Henry. I mean, Derrick Henry ain't doing nothing fancy, but you can't stop it. They knew he needed 223 yards to get 2,000 yards, and they gave him and he went and got 250 yards. You know what I mean? That's amazing. We came in here to stop you. We knew you were trying to do this. You already rushed for 200 yards against us earlier this year, and you did it again. Those are special backs. And when people start talking about like Barry Sanders and all, I tell people, I said, no, you confuse most exciting with greatest. Yeah, Barry was the most exciting. But to me, as long as you're making deposits in the bank, you'll never go broke. And Emmitt and Zeke, they always make a deposit. Yeah, maybe 2 yards this time and maybe 3 yards this time, but you never see them get tackled and lose yards.
That's fair. Barry did lose a lot of yards. I mean, he would get tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Then we'd break off for 80. Michael Irvin joined us here. 105 through the fan. Speaking of offensive line, if you were in charge of things here, would you consider drafting Tyron's replacement in the first round?
That's a good one. That's a good question. That's a good question because I got so much invested in the offensive line right now. I couldn't do it right now. My first rounder has to be a defensive player. My second rounder has to be a defensive player. My third rounder has to be a defensive player. My fourth rounder has to be you got to get somebody on that defense, and we got to get cheap labor. We have to get cheap labor on that defense because we have so much invested on that offense. So I can't go, even if that good guy, if that tackle is there, I just can't do it. I have to go right now and find help on that defensive line, on that defensive side of the football field.
Yeah, Michael, we were having this discussion earlier with that. Can you get the cheap labor and have it be enough on the defensive side, or do they need to deploy a little bit of a different strategy than they have in years past recently and how they look at free agency? Is it going to be enough just to get it through the draft?
Well, and here it is. Here's the kicker. Even if I go and get somebody in free agency, I'm not going to be able to get the top guy because of I'm strapped, cap strapped. So I'm not going to be able to get the top guy. So here's how I have to play that now. So on defense is about the rally cry. Everybody, this is what we are. It's about hustle. It's about want to. It's about desire. It's about connectivity. We have to be smart. I say we talking to Dallas Cowboys. We have to be smart. We have to say, let me go find talent, physical talent that I can put on the football field, but I have to make sure I find right personalities to build a defense with. physical talent. I give me some young guys with some talent. But I want to know the kind of guys that I'm bringing on the defense, because I need the kind of guys that will connect this defense. What I'm saying by that, I'll take a guy, if there are two very supreme talented guys, player A is a little more talented than player B. But player B is a little more gregarious, talks, gather people together, lighten the load, make you have more fun. I'm going to take the less talented guy with the better personality, because I'm trying to glue my room. I'm trying to glue my defense and bring that group together, because I know I got young talent that I need to be savages and run around this football field. That's what I think the Cowboys have to make sure they do.
Michael, let's look at some NFL this weekend. Give me the team playing this weekend that you think has the best chance from each conference. Well, let's just say the one team that has the best chance of beating one of the two teams on the bye this week.
Yeah, and everybody's talking the Buffalo Bills, and I held out on the Buffalo Bills for as long as I could. But they are looking a lot like that young Cowboy team now. The young Cowboy team that we ran and won Super Bowls with. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Kansas City plays deep. They play deep to short. Everything, they want to go up the field. That's why those last three games they had some problems, because all three of those defenses, the Miami, the Saints, in Atlanta, they said, okay, what we're going to do, we're going to play two deep zone, and we're going to play our safeties back 15, 20 yards. You want to make you play everything in front of us and walk this dog, right? And Kansas City had some tough games, didn't score a lot of points, you know, and they're trying to smooth that over as, okay, we were a little bored and everything. We were just trying to get to the playoffs. The reality is, when you play deep to short and somebody stops you from going deep and doing what you want to do and make you walk down the field, sometimes you can make mistakes and don't get that drive completed. Kansas City, most of the time, they get it completed when they need to, because they have it so supremely gifted in Patrick Mahomes. But the Bills, they play the intermediate football game. So you backing those safeties up way over there doesn't hurt them. If you come up and try to press them and play them hard, it won't hurt them, because they got ways of beating you. All it comes down to, if Josh Allen doesn't revert back to the old Josh Allen, if he can stay converted to this new Josh Allen, then the Bills will have a chance.
Michael, which team this weekend do you have a hard time trusting?
That Washington football team. That's the team I would have a hard time trusting.
Okay, outside of Washington. I mean, they've got a bad record.
Right. But outside of that now, this thing can go any kind of way. The Colts can beat the Bills. And that thing I want to watch, because the Bills, I know you had a great season, but now here comes this other season that brings about new pressure. And the Colts, with that boy Jonathan Taylor now starting to reel off 200-yard games himself, and Phillip Rivers, if he can just – and the defense they have, Phillip Rivers can just not turn the ball over – they got a chance at making some noise in the playoffs. And everybody's talking Baltimore. You know, I interviewed Lamar Jackson yesterday, and I think Baltimore has a chance, but they have a chance because our old 88, they have no help outside. And if you can get Dez to make a few plays on the outside, they'll continue to scare people, and they'll have a shot to make a run.
Michael, do you think Lamar has the most pressure on him this weekend?
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I asked him that, Sean. He tried to say, you know.
Man, don't ever call me Sean.
Am I so glad I was here for that
15 years,
one.
Michael. It's been 15 years you've known me.
I know. As soon as it came out, I wanted to grab it, put it back in there, but it was already gone. But RJ, absolutely. When I asked him that, I said, man, what was different this year? He said it. It's the same thing I was just telling you guys about. He said, listen, I got caught up in the moment. He said, I have to not get caught up in the moment. Because you think about the pressure of the playoffs. Oh, if I mess up this time, it's not we're going to study it. It's you go home. You go home if I mess up this time. So he was like, I got to make sure I stay me and not get caught up in the moment. And that's what I'm talking about. All of these young guys coming in this playoff. Tom Brady has 30 playoff games. The next closest guy has 16 as Peyton Manning. Tom Brady has done this twice as much as anybody else has ever played the game. He's used to this kind of pressure when you are not.
We got six games this weekend. That's my great. God, I hope we do not ever go back to just having the 12 teams. This 14 team, you know, is so great. Michael, it's always the highlight of the week for me. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it.
All right, guys. A couple things, guys. That Cole Beasley jam was pretty good.
Man. Oh, stop.
You like that? Oh, my
see?
God.
Oh. See?
Yeah, man. How you guys are talking about that Cole Beasley? That was cold cut, man. And
oh,
listen,
no.
And Beasley is the reason the Bills will have a chance. I'm telling y'all, I wish we had Beasley playing like that when he was here. Ooh. He is playing some football, but he's playing good ball for the Bills. So, but guys, that Beasley cut, take it from my brother, that was a pretty good cut. Not a bad cut. I'm just telling you. You know, me and my niece, we were in the car listening to it coming from the workout. He's like, good, what are you talking about? It got a nice little hook to it, you know. So I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, I kind of like it. I got.
We don't know what we're talking about anyway. So you really can't.
I liked his older stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard the new train?
That's what I'm going with.
Stop
here.
It. The new train.
Oh my god. Oh man, Michael, enjoy your weekend.
Love you, brother.
All right, guys. You too, guys.
See ya. That's the playmaker.
He tolos, man. He listens everywhere he goes.
I'm just saying that, like, it's like, I like the melody and I like everything around it, except he just doesn't have a good enough voice, and you can tell, and it gives me secondary embarrassment.
Like I said, the verse on this, which, by the way, Tolos, it's called Sometimes. It's available on Apple Music this morning, and the lyrics aren't that great, but the hook, Michael's right. It's got a really nice hook.
Sometimes you just miss.
I need to pull the chute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.